Okay, this is going to be quite a departure for me from how the Lord usually uses me in regards to preaching. I don't even know if this is preaching. I'm just sharing what's on my heart this morning. And as I told Jason in a text last night, asking him, what was happening this morning, and feeling that I might have something from the Lord, I said, it's pretty raw. I don't normally come before God's people and preach except for prophetic utterances without knowing what I'm going to say. But this is kind of like a prophetic utterance, but it's expanded and it's extended a little bit, so it's kind of preaching off the cuff. So, but I wouldn't do it except for the fact that I really feel strongly impressed that this is something that I need to share, and I need to share it now. It comes as a result, the word that the Lord shared with me and how it developed from there comes as a result of kind of a difficult week. I don't know if anybody else has ever had a difficult week. Probably we're the only ones, but we had a difficult week. This week in several different areas is very tiring, very taxing, very emotionally draining, and some things have been going on. We won't go into it. It's not the point of this. And Susan says, whew. But we were going through some things, and I went and sat in the office and just sat in my chair, and I was calling out to the Lord, and I said, Lord, as I often do, for different reasons, I said, Lord, I need your help. I really need you to speak into these situations that are going on. And that's when the Lord spoke these words to me. He said, healthy people heal people and help people. Healthy people heal people. Hurting people hurt people. Now, we're going to share a little bit of Scripture as I do this, but I want you to know that the genesis of this came from a prophetic word, so it's going to have more of that sort of feel to it. But once again, I felt very strongly impressed that I need to share that this word to you this morning. It's on my heart. I shared it with Susan a little bit later on. We had a time of prayer afterwards, and I just couldn't shake this word. It kept coming back and growing on the inside of me. And this is something that's very, extremely profound. Healthy people heal people. Hurting people hurt people. Now, we're going to get to the healing part in a little bit. I'd like to start off with the hurting part, because that's the thing that really shows up in our lives in a big way. That it's statistically proven that most abused children were abused by those who had been abused themselves. Abusers abuse. Hurting people hurt. There's something about being in a place in your life and in your mental facility and your spiritual condition, that if you're in pain, if you're hurting, then whether you want to or not, typically what tends to happen is you take the hurt that you have received, and that hurt, because you're not effective in dealing with it, that hurt becomes hurt towards other people. It's a way of unloading that hurt. Now, let me start off by saying this is not a psychology class. I'm not trying to preach human psychology. I'm not even saying that this thing is exactly right to do. It's not. This is typically what happens. That doesn't mean it has to happen or it should happen. We have got to come and find a correction for this situation. But it's like a thermometer. The thermometer, you take a temperature, I recommend under the tongue, if you're going to take mine anyway. When you take someone's temperature, you read the thermometer. The thermometer is not the problem. The thermometer is not the cause of the problem. The thermometer is not the root of the problem. It's a symptom. It's a sign. I was reading that. So when we look at ourselves and we see things within us and we realize that perhaps some of us here today, perhaps those are listening online, if you are a hurting person, and as a result of that, you're hurting others, or you start off with the fact, hey, I don't even know I'm hurting, but I'm hurting others. What's the cause of it? The fact that you realize you're doing it is like the thermometer. That's not the problem. You have to go a little bit deeper to find out what the problem is. And so this morning, I'm not saying, let's all settle with what we find out. Let's all settle. Okay, I'm an angry person. I'm a person who is hurt on the inside, and as a result of it, I often lash out. I don't mean to, don't want to. Sometimes I do it so often I don't even realize I'm doing it. I'm not saying let's settle there. I'm not saying this is Dr. Phil's show. And you know, this is who you are, and this is what you end up with. And maybe if you take this pill or you chant this chant or whatever. No. Our solution is in Christ Jesus and understanding who we are in Christ. But we have to realize when there's a problem, we have to understand. And I believe that's why the Lord showed me this, is because He wanted me to see some things, and He wants us all, and whoever's listening, wherever this goes out to. I want to share a little story with you about my first dog that I ever remember. And those of you who know me very well, I'm not a dog person. Okay, I don't know how I became in this place where I just don't like dogs. I don't. I don't like their cold nose touching my bare leg. I don't not like them coming up and licking my hand. I don't even like them looking at me. You know, just be a dog, stay over there. Susan will come see you in a minute, leave me alone. But I wasn't always that way. As a child, I loved our dog. His name was Sandy. And it was a Irish setter, I think.
Cocker Spaniel.
Cocker Spaniel. It was a dog, okay? I tried to forget about it. But anyway, I loved that dog at the time. And I remember that for whatever reason, people in the country used to do this a lot back when I was growing up. I don't know if it kept running off or whatever, but my dad had it tied to a tree on a chain. And this particular time, Sandy had gotten all wrapped up in its chain and was laying down next to the tree with the chain cutting into its arms. We had an amazing dog. With his feet, his legs, and just all wrapped around in his neck and everything. And I went over to try to help Sandy out. Sandy was a beautiful, kind, friendly dog normally. But this dog was in a lot of pain. So I went over to try to undo the chain, and Sandy growled at me and snapped at me. And as a little child, I didn't understand what was going on. I started crying. I went over to Mom. Mom, you wouldn't believe it. Sandy tried to bite me. She says, she's just hurting, darling. Once we get her free, once she gets back to her normal self, she's not going to be like that. I just could not believe that dog would do that. And one of my kids, was it you, Jennifer, that thought that that's the reason I don't like dogs today? I don't know, some point. But it's not, you know, it's just other things. I've had dogs since then. It was Michael's dogs. No, it was before that. But anyway, but at the time I really loved that dog, and the dog responded to me that way, and it was very hurtful and painful to me. I received hurt from this dog. It was trying to hurt me because it was hurt. And that's an example of what tends to happen when not only animals are hurt, but when we as humans are hurt. Now, hurt is not all the same. Our hurts are in different parts of our lives, in different parts of our bodies, in different parts of our mind. There are things that are done to us. There are things that we've done to ourselves. And there's different depths of hurt and different and longer durations of hurt. So not all hurts are the same. But the fact remains is some people are walking wounded. Some of you may be walking wounded. And you've learned to live with your wounds and learn to live with your hurts and learn to deal with it as good as possible. But let me tell you something. It's not good enough. Because it's only truly healed people that can heal people. It's only truly healed people that can help people. Because if you're busy with your hurts and your wounds, then you're so concerned about yourself that everything else that comes tends to add more pain. I'd like to read to you the couple of scriptures from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 about Jabez. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Now I'm reading from the New King James. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I might not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. This prayer of Jabez, there's a book that came out, the prayer of Jabez, several years ago, and this prayer became very, got a lot of attention, a lot of focus, and a lot of people began to pray this prayer. And most of the people who started praying the prayer of Jabez were praying it because, first of all, God granted what he required, what he asked of him. And what did he ask of him? He said, "Oh, that you might bless me indeed." I'll take some of that. Amen. I'll take some blessing. Who wouldn't want some blessing? "And that my territory would be enlarged. My business would grow. My influence would grow. My everything about what I do has more meaning. That your hand would be with me, that I wouldn't be walking through this on my own." So people tended to center up on that, and you heard a lot of people talking about being enlarged, being more prosperous, being more wealthy, being more influential, being increased. But the last part of the verse is something that a lot of people missed out on. And it goes on to say that you would keep me from evil. Don't allow me to use this good that you've given me, this position of influence, this place of blessing. Don't allow me to use it for the wrong purposes. "And that you would keep me from causing pain." This is the New King James Version that says it that way. The King James Version says that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that I might not, that it might not grieve me. And there's other translations that talk about the pain being towards him. The New King James says it was towards that I might not cause pain. So I'm not a Hebrew scholar. I'm not going to tell you the correct translation of this verse, but I think it all fits. Whether you're talking about causing yourself pain or causing others pain, people who are healthy and are not in pain don't cause pain. So being in a place where you're healthy and being in a place where you're not in pain yourself and you're not causing pain is a good thing, and it's a good thing to pray. And that should be the cry of our heart. God, I don't want to cause pain. I don't want to be a thorn in my own flesh, and I don't want to be a problem to others. I don't want people to see me and say, "Oh no, here it comes." oh no, what I'm going to get out of this is some sort of negative something. You know, it's very interesting that Jabez, his own name, the reason why I really believe that he says, I don't want to cause pain, and Lord, with all your blessing, with everything that you're doing for me, and everything that you're going to do for me, Lord, keep me from causing pain. The reason why I believe he was tuned in to what pain could be is his own name was, he was born in pain. I bear him in pain. Pain was associated with him from his birth. And his name from then on out, every time someone spoke his name, pain was associated with it. How could this man not understand that he doesn't want to continue to be a source of pain? And that's another part of hope I want to share with you this morning. That it doesn't matter. Again, this isn't the Dr. Phil show. This is God can transform our lives. God can truly make us different. God can truly make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. God can take something that's messed up and make something beautiful out of it. But we have to go to Him and say, God, fix what's broken in me. Because God, I'm broken. I see the signs. I was telling Jason, you know, I've watched so many health-related things on YouTube since God has done the miracle in my body that He's done and cured me of type 2 diabetes. As long as I continue to eat right, I know I could go back into it if I changed my diet back to what it was. But right now, things are working wonderful for me. But one of the things that I watched on one of the YouTube things was that one of the signs of diabetes was on the back of the arm, those bumpy skin. Pimply, bumpy skin. And it never bothered me. I just thought it was dry skin. I didn't put enough cream on or whatever. It wasn't terribly unsightly or whatever, but I definitely knew it was there. You couldn't shower without feeling it. And since I've changed my diet and since the type 2 diabetes has gone away and my blood sugar has come down, that condition has gone away. It's smooth as a baby's bottom. You know, healed people that are healed, their problems go away. And that's what God wants to do with each one of us. Not just in our bodies, but in our minds and in our spirits. With everything about us, we can be and should be and will be, if we trust in the Lord, different. Amen? But this man who's constantly reminded of his name, of what he was born in. And some people can think, because I was born in it, I was born to be it. It was meant to be. I was born in as a gypsy, and this is my culture, this is my heritage. This is what I was born into, this is what I was born as, and this is what I guess I was born to be. I was born a redneck. I was born into that sort of culture. I was born into that sort of mindset. I was born into that sort of limitation. So I guess that's what I am. Brothers and sisters, we're not limited by our station of birth, what we were born into. That might set the early stages until we come into Christ and find out who we are in Christ. But that does not have to limit us. We can be what God wants us to be. We can be people that provide health and healing to others because we are healed ourselves. I want to quickly move on to the second half of this truth about healthy people heal people. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be God," Paul writing to the church at Corinth, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comforts." God's not a hurting God. God doesn't Himself hurt. His desire is to heal. God is a God of mercy. God is a God of comfort. He wants to provide that to each and every one of us. And the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all, everyone say all, all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. Healed people heal others. Healed people, healed people heal people. Comforted people comfort people. When we receive something from God, we're able to give that which we've received of God to others, and we have a desire to do so. When we realize we've been born again, we're set free, we don't have to go to hell. We don't have to live a life of drunken debauchery. We don't have to beat our wives. We don't have to live in an addictive life to anything. When we realize that we're free from it, guess what? We want to tell somebody. This thing, this new way of eating that I've been doing since then, I don't go around, I'm not an evangelist for it, but believe me, if there's an opportunity to tell somebody things can be different from you, for you, I blow the trumpet. Why? It's just part of our nature that when we are in a good place, we want others to be in a good place. Healed people heal people. And with the comfort wherewith we received, that we received from God, we're able then to comfort others in all their tribulation. In any trouble, it says. I believe I'm coming close to the end of what God wants me to share this morning, but I just want to say that when we're talking about hurting people, we're talking about hurting people from that place of hurt. Now, all of us are going to be say things that we don't realize. We're going to step on people's toes that we don't realize they have sensitive toes. We're going to say things regarding something that they're insecure about, and we don't know they're insecure about it. It's not intentional. It's not on purpose. It's not coming from hurt. It's just coming from a slip of the tongue or not knowing. But as a people who want to heal, when we realize we've done it, we immediately go back and say, hey, I am so sorry that what I said made you feel bad. I'm so sorry that what I said offended you. I didn't intend to do that. That's not my purpose. And you know, what can I do to be a better friend? How can I not enter into that with you? So that's one thing we cause pain sometimes when we don't realize. But then there's other times we call pain and cause pain, and we know it's going to be a little bit painful, but we do it for the right reason. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 5 says, open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds. Everybody say wounds. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. There's somebody in my mind right now, I'm not going to give any details of it, but this person, everything about this person, when they meet you, when they greet you, is gushy, bubbly, friendly, a little bit over the top, just really. But behind that is seething, loathing, aggression that's just hidden below the surface. That's the kisses of an enemy. That, hello, brother! Don't give me that. I'd rather have somebody that loves me and cares about me and would wound my pride for just a moment, for the right reason, and because they love me and will tell me the truth, than to have somebody just be all friendly to my face and stab me in the back, or stab me in the back with others. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. So wounding people is not always coming from a bad place. So we want to leave that out of this discussion. We want to leave out the unintentional wounding. We're talking about hurt people that are hurting because they cannot, that hurt others because they're hurting themselves. That's what the Lord wanted to zero in on today. And that's what I wanted to share with you. I'm not even going to go into what all that meant to me, but I'm going to tell you it meant something to me. It was a very powerful call from God to examine factors at work in my life, both into me and out from me. I just want to share with you this morning, Jennifer, I think we might be able to just squeeze, get this done in time. I'd like for you to examine yourselves as I have this week. And let the Lord continue to speak to you. And there may be, after we turn off the broadcast, there may be a time of people need to share some stuff. I don't know. I feel like ministry is appropriate. But regardless, I don't believe this is something to hear and walk away and forget. I really believe that there's something in here for many of us this morning. It can be life-changing if we will allow it to be. I'm so thankful for all the healing that God does in me through others. I'm thankful for the words of encouragement. I'm thankful for the words of love. I'm thankful for the kind words of rebuke, the loving words of rebuke. I'm thankful. But I have been one that has been wounded by wounded people. And I believe at times in my life I have been wounding to others. Not on purpose, but I realize the cause of it now. And I don't want to live like that. I want my life to be devoted to healing. I want my life to be devoted to bringing help to people, healing to people, not hurt. I want the prayer of Jabez to be my prayer, but the whole prayer. Not just that I'll increase and I'll have more land and I'll have more money and have more cows and a bigger house and bigger cars and all these other things and be able to bless people in a bigger way and be able to extend His kingdom in a bigger way. But also, Lord, don't let me use any of it as a means of hurt. And don't let me get so wrapped up in me that I allow whatever negative things are going on to be a source of hurting others. I'm going to close there. Let's pray. Let's just see what God does. I'm going to turn it over to Jason. Heavenly Father, I thank You for the word that You spoke, the words that You spoke to me. I thank You for the impact that it made on my life. I thank You for the ability to share what You've spoken with me with Susan initially, and then, Lord, to be able to share it this morning, and now to carry this message with me along with all the other truths that You've shown me over the years. But this powerful, life-transforming truth, Lord, I pray for every person here that loves You, who knows You, who desires to be with You, Lord, that each one of us would come to You and find our healing. And from a place of healing, a place of health, and from a place of strength, that we begin to be a vessel, not of hurt, but of healing to others. And we thank You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.